For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I want to be a soul winner for Jesus every day. He's done so much for me. I want to aid the lost sinner to leave his erring way and be from bondage free. A soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus. Oh, let me be each day a soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus. That they his grace may know. I want to live for Christ ever and do his blessed will, because he loves me so. A soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus, for Christ the Lord. Oh, let me be each day.
Over the years, I have been teaching on the subject of assurance of salvation and on the end times. And I firmly believe that a person who has grounded himself in the Word of God and had made sure that his salvation is for sure and has studied the end times and knows what to expect will in those last days be less confused. Yes, there's going to be some confusing moments, but the confusion will not be as great as to those who totally neglected these subjects. Yes, the Lord has warned us again and again in his word of what will happen to the last generation. And I have to add here, we are that last generation. We're going to see some incredible things happening.
The Bible teaches us very clearly that we're going to see the power of God being poured out on his children. As gross darkness will encroach upon this planet, the power of God will be magnified. Yes, we, the children of God, need to expect that. I know there are many churches who neglected the subject of the end times. And there are many churches who have neglected the subject on the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there's going to be some catching up to do. If you have neglected the subject of the end times, and if you have neglected the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the power of God in the very near future, you will have to catch up on that, because we're going to see both of those things escalating. The power of God will be manifested as the end times will become very, very interesting. If you had a problem with praying up till now, you will soon have something to pray for. And if you're steeped in religion and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, your religion will find you out. It'll make you confused. You will not know which way to turn. Yes, the Bible teaches us very clearly that all foundations will be shaken. And those foundations that are not on the rock Jesus Christ will crumble and fall. We have to understand that. And as the darkness will increase, the people of God will begin to shine more brightly. Yes, we, the children of God, have the answers. But we need to make sure that we're grounded on the Word. And today I'll teach on the subject, why people are confused. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I pray that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of those that are listening and seeking, Lord. I ask that you will make everyone who knows thy name, who has been born again, a blessing to those that are around them. I thank you for the grace of God. I ask you, Lord, to bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Almost 10 years ago, when the whole world took an interesting turn, which we today call 9/11, something happened to the people of God in those days. I remember David Wilkerson, I used to get his newsletters, and his office was flooded with letters from people all over North America, church-going people, asking him what God meant with that. They were totally confused. Many of them could not understand that God was starting to speak to the nations of the world. Yes, that was the turning point where people started to really take notice. Since then, everything has changed. Up till that time, nobody paid attention to the Muslim religion. Yes, there were some who studied it, there were some who paid attention to it, but as a whole, the peoples of this planet had no idea or couldn't care less. But 9/11 changed everything. The confusion that we saw was incredible. Churches filled with people on the next Sunday, but a couple of Sundays later, they were empty again. I remember listening to TV talk show hosts, and what they were screaming to the Muslim world was this: you people are not going to change our lifestyles. They were determined, the world, the Western world was determined that life will go on as usual. Sounds almost like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah. They want, all they were thinking about was to have their pleasure and their loss. And this is how it stands today. In the very midst of all the confusion and the bombings and the earthquakes, people don't seem to care. But the children of God need to lift up their heads, for they have a mighty work to do. The Lord has called us for this hour, and we have been chosen to bring forth the light, to bring forth the message of salvation. And for those people who are confused, there is a reason for it. For those Christians who are confused in those last days, there's a reason for it. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it tells us, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." This is a dire warning from Scripture that if we reject the knowledge of God, the Lord will reject us as priests, and our children will become confused. And this is what we're seeing all over the church world. The children are confused. The former generation has neglected and did not accept the knowledge of God. They did not seek the face of God when it came to the end times or the power of the Holy Spirit. Thus today, many are moving from church to church looking for answers. They have no vision and they have no knowledge. But as we get closer to the end, the Holy Spirit will start to touch those who know the Lord, and they will start to see what God is planning. Yes, the Word of God teaches us very clearly that before He will return for His children, there's going to be an increase of the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, as the days become darker, the children of God will start to see the light very clearly, and they will start to shine like stars. The Bible teaches us in Luke chapter 21, in verse 25, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nation and perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." This is what the Bible is teaching here. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. The peoples of this world, the Bible teaches us, their hearts will fail them for fear. Many people will despair and commit suicide. We, as we see the economic crashes taking place, we can see the confusion on people's faces as they were interviewed on TV. All we hear of is recession. All we hear of is people losing their life savings and people falling into confusion. But we, the children of God, we need not to be part of that crowd. If we turn to the Lord and seek Him out, then the revelation will come. The power of the Holy Spirit will start to work through us, and the answers will be given. Yes, God is faithful to His children. He will not allow them to walk in confusion when we have so much to do. Yes, we are that last generation whom the Lord will pour out His Spirit upon. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 14, in verse 12, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. When we study the works of the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter and all the disciples, we can see them going out and doing what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And the Bible teaches us that the Lord is the same today as he was yesterday. He changes not. His command never changes. We still have the same commission. Oh yes, we will have counterfeit people out there who will do counterfeit signs and wonders. But the Bible teaches us that the Lord proved his true disciples through signs and wonders. It tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. This is going to be the trademark of the Latter-day believer. He will have signs following him. The true believer will operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord God will prove him that way. You will not have to wonder whether he is a true or a false prophet. You will know the truth. Here is how you will know. He will be preaching Jesus Christ, the Lord, and signs and wonders will follow him when he preaches. This is the trademark of the last day true apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we, the children of God, need to better pay attention to that. This is what the Bible teaches, and this is exactly what's going to happen. Yes, we are that last generation that is going to see the climax of the power of God upon this planet. It tells us in Daniel chapter 12, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. There never was a time of trouble like we're going to see in the days ahead. So the question I have for you is this. Are you ready to step out in faith? Are you ready to get rid of some of your doctrines and just start following the leading of the Holy Spirit? The Bible teaches us that the last generation is going to be given much light. We are going to understand incredible things that our forefathers had no clue about. Yes, the technology that we have today is unbelievable, but we at the same time need to seek the power of the Holy Spirit so that God can counter these dark days. The Bible teaches, as you see the enemy come in like a flood, he will set up a standard against it. And who is that standard? We, his chosen ones. So I'm asking you today, where do you stand with all this information that you're receiving from different preachers? Are you doing something with it? Or are you just sitting back, maybe a little afraid of the security that you're going to lose if you step out in faith? You have to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only security that you have. So turn to him for answers, and the Lord will open your heart to those awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Sinful world is lost and dying. Every Christian's heart is burdened down with care. Tell me, are you doing all you can for Jesus? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Keep your faith.
not Jesus. As they're being led to the tempter's snare, would you stand aside and see a losing battle? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
Keep your faith in your heart consecrated. Every hour, every day, are you prepared? Are you ready should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down?
As we will get closer to the end, many people will search their hearts whether they are right with God. And we need to understand that the Word of God does not change. Salvation has to come exactly the way the Lord Jesus Christ prescribed it in the Word. There is an interesting story found in Mark chapter 10, where this rich guy came to the Lord Jesus Christ and said he wanted to inherit eternal life. He said, "What shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" In verse 18, it tells us, "Then Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these I have observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying amongst themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus looked upon them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." When one studies these verses very casually, you would think that no rich man can enter into the kingdom of God, that you have to sell everything that you have so that you can inherit eternal life. But this is not what it's talking about, for he himself tells us, the Lord himself tells us, that it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God because he depends on his riches. Here is what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. This man loved his riches more than he loved God. There are churches who make doctrines out of this, that no, people should have no money, should have no riches. There are many, many preachers who would say that being rich is a sin. Yes, I have studied these things already. But this is not what the Lord is speaking about here. He's speaking about the condition of your heart. To one person that said to him, "I have to go and bury my father first before I can follow you." And the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead." In other words, if your father is more important to you than I am, then you cannot have me. This is what these scriptures are trying to point out. Whether it's your house, your father, your children, your church denomination, your religion, these are your riches. It does not necessarily just talk about money. It's what is close to your heart that the Lord wants to know if you are willing to let go of. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is searching and seeking for the hearts of the people, and he will not be satisfied till you sell everything and turn to him for salvation. And through my experiences of studying this whole situation, it is not money that most people are not willing to let go of. It is their religion. Most people would rather hang on to their religion than turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's Muslim, Catholics, Mennonites, Hutterites, or whatever Protestant religion you have. They are all the same. They all have the same damning grip on a person's soul. And the Lord Jesus Christ clearly tells us here, if you are not willing to let it go for him, then you are not worthy of him. Yes, many people, because of their religion, will end up eternally in the eternal lake of fire. So I am asking you today, where do you stand with that? Turn to the Lord Jesus for salvation. He is the only mediator between man and God. He is the only one that can give you eternal life. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
Peace.